This is KERA News. I'm Rick Holter with this week's Friday Conversation. Sanctuary cities, anchor babies, hispandering, amnesty. The debate about immigration is stuffed with loaded language. Leo Chavez has heard it all. In fact, the University of California, Irvine professor's last book carried the tongue-in-cheek title, The Latino Threat. He was in town this week to speak at UT Arlington about how we talk about immigration. Leo Chavez, welcome to the Friday Conversation.
Thank you very much, Rick.
Why do you think there are so many buzzwords surrounding this issue?
It's interesting, actually, because this comes at a really kind of funny moment in our history, because the migration across the border has actually flatlined over the last few years. So we're hearing all this sort of inflamed anti-immigrant kind of hysteria, particularly from a couple of the Republican candidates for president, at a time when actually the border is facing some of its least pressure for a long time. Unfortunately, I think what happens is that the momentum around the fear of immigrants has grown over the last 30, 40 years to such an extent that empirical reality almost isn't important anymore. It's almost become a set of assumptions that people feel in their guts. And so once you get this kind of momentum in a public rhetoric and public forum, I think it kind of takes on a life of its own. And then you have politicians who can come in and take advantage of that.
After Mitt Romney lost the 2012 election, the Republican Party did what it called an autopsy, and the headline was, "We've got to reach out to Latinos." Yet, when Donald Trump announced his candidacy last June, he said this.
When Mexico sends its people, they're not sending their best. They're sending people that have lots of problems, and they're bringing those problems with us. They're bringing drugs, they're bringing crime, they're rapists, and some, I assume, are good people.
Do you think there's any way for him to pivot out of that? He's tried to do that on a couple of issues already.
How would you do it? I mean, at what point would he be able to say that I was just joking? You know, people don't forget. I think most people would say, well, you know, he's a billionaire who worked building buildings, much of which were probably put up by Latino workers. That's not new in American history. You know, in American history, we've seen that over and over again.
With other immigrant groups.
With other immigrant groups and with other famous people who got rich. Mm-hmm. I mean, back in the 1800s, Leland Stanford, for example, was one of the biggest nativists in the country. He, you know, railed against Chinese, for example, and yet he made much of his money on Chinese labor.
Do you worry that some kind of rhetorical barrier has been broken here?
In the past, we've had nativists who were very anti-immigrant. I mean, we've had presidents who were part of the Ku Klux Klan, for example. Mm-hmm. So historically, it's not unprecedented. And unfortunately, I think in the modern era, which I call the post-1965 era, where it's clear that the nation has benefited by immigration so much, that we're basically a nation of immigrants in reality. In a sense, you know, we're the most powerful economic country in the world. And somehow now to sort of revert back to a earlier period of nativism, of anti-immigrant hysteria, I think it is a step backwards.
So far the rhetoric in the campaign has been focused on the Republican side and the Republican primaries. Do you expect that rhetoric to change in the general election?
I think what's going to happen is that people out there who remind the public, I think particularly for Hillary Clinton, that her husband helped bring into effect some of the most draconian laws on immigration we've seen. The 1996 immigration law that her husband put into place was one of the worst in terms of castigating immigrants in a bad light, making it more difficult for them to change their status, increased funding for surveillance and prisons and border patrol. So I think there's going to be an attempt to associate her with some of the trends that many Latinos weren't in favor of.
Now, you've specialized in this discourse since 1965. Do you feel like we'll sit around 40, 50, 60 years from now and look back at the Latino boom of the late 20th and early 21st century with that same kind of, can you believe people talked about it this way?
I think so. But I think there'll probably be new groups coming in. In the short term, I think people are going to say, wait a minute, you know, we didn't really want Mexicans here, and we made it very difficult for them to come. We talked about building huge walls. We castigated them. We ostracized them. We blamed them for everything. But now that they're gone, gee, I really miss them. Is there any way we can get them back? Because this new group that's in here, I don't like them. And that's the history of America. That's the history of America.
Leo Chavez, thanks for taking the time.
Thank you very much. It was very pleasant.